this one. Tell me, are you locked in the park? Andy, are you goofing on Elvis? Hey, baby, are you having fun? If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon.
Who knows what that song's about? Bruce Salen, you're listening to the Bruce Salen Show, and that song by R.E.M. is called Man on the Moon, and it's about the late and absolutely incredibly funny and playful Andy Kaufman. It starred Jim Carrey. I forgot who directed it. It was a pretty major director. It was a pretty good film. Not sure Jim Carrey was the perfect casting, but he did a fine job. Andy Kaufman was a very unusual talent, and the reason I played that song is because my older son watched the movie last night, and remember that I had told him I had attended the infamous Milk and Cookies concert that Andy Kaufman had put on, originally at Carnegie Hall in New York, but then he did the same concert in Hollywood. And I didn't really know much about Andy Kaufman. I think this was pre-Taxi days. Maybe it was when he was on Taxi. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. He was the Latka character on Taxi. The show was in an auditorium that probably sat around 3,000 or 4,000 people. And in this show, for those that don't know about it and didn't see the movie, he plays several unusual characters. He had an alter ego by the name of Tony Clifton, who was a lounge singer and a real mean SOB. I actually thought, could not understand what was going on. I didn't even fully know if it was Andy Kaufman or somebody else because of the incredible quality of the disguise. He also did something that I really should have pulled it off, but I wasn't planning on talking about Andy Kaufman because I wasn't planning on Pastor Drew Sams not being here, which I'll tell you about momentarily. He would stand there in his latke expression, and he would put on a record player, and he'd stand there dead stone still, and you would hear the Mighty Mouse theme. And he would just motion and lip sync, "Here I come to save the day," only it was the Mighty Mouse theme. And he would just move his arms, and then he would stand still again, totally, you know, like he wasn't moving, and then it would happen again, "Here I come to save the day." I can't describe how funny it was. It makes no sense that it's funny. He would call up a guest a member of the audience to wrestle with him, and it always had to be a woman. And it was real wrestling. It was bizarre. He also did as good an Elvis imitation as anybody I've ever seen, and this was before Elvis was dead. So people weren't doing Elvis imitations. And evidently, Elvis Presley was very impressed by Andy Kaufman's Elvis impersonation. So here he did this odd thing with the Mighty Mouse theme. He had this weird character. He wrestled. The end of this particular show, it was Christmas time, and he said something like, "You know, because it's Christmas time, I think it'd be really nice to have Santa Claus and the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes join us." And everybody in the audience is laughing, ha, ha, ha. It's a stand-up one-man show. The very large curtain rises, and there are the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes. Now, I understand having them at Carnegie Hall, but this was Hollywood. And they started doing their high-kicking number, followed by Santa Claus dropping from the ceiling of the theater and snowflakes going throughout the whole stage and dropping all over the audience. Then a sign came down and it said Milk and Cookies when that whole number was over, at which point he said to everybody, "You know, I really think we should go for Milk and Cookies." And he instructed us all to exit the theater, which we all did, laughing, thinking it was a joke, and there were big yellow school buses. And all 3,000 of us were taken to a nearby restaurant that he had arranged, and we all walked in, and we had milk and cookies. Then the buses took us back, and we went home. It was a memorable performance, to say the least, some of which is documented in the movie Man on the Moon, that was called a riff. That's called filling in when I don't have a guest. Pastor Drew Sams is my regular guest. He is the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village. He is a wonderful young man, and Baby Drew is usually the topic that we talk about when he comes on. What is the state and health of Baby Drew? Because he and his wife, Erica, are expecting their first child. Well, I got a text literally about 30 minutes ago that he's on his way to the ER, that it appears premature labor has begun. Not so premature that I think there's any danger. I think the baby's 6 or 7 weeks premature, which, as far as I know, is not anything remotely dangerous. And he is at the ER, and he apologized to me. I'm so sorry to call you last minute. And I kind of laughed and immediately texted him back and said, well, I'm sure there's a phone at the hospital, so call in. Which, of course, I don't expect him to do. But so I think the update on Pastor Drew is, Baby Drew, is that he will be joining us today in February, a few weeks early. And I couldn't be happier for Pastor Drew. And if I hear anything specific before the show's over, I will definitely announce. And if you can't wait to hear what has happened and what is the weight of Baby Drew, because it is a boy, you can certainly email me or tweet me at Bruce Salen. The topic today is life lessons from Charlotte, Charlotte being my wife's dog. And we talked with Wayne Levine about the value of play. And that was one of the life lessons that I wrote about and I take from Charlotte. The other life lessons are just, I only wrote four, but here they are. And then I will talk about them as much as time allows. Everyone has dealt their own deck of cards, good or bad. Your choice is what you do with your deck. Another one is choose to be happy. Again, you have a choice in life. Everybody has their set of problems. You can choose to let the problems bring you down, or you can choose to be happy. And the final one, in addition to play, that I put as a life lesson from Charlotte is wag your tail. In our case, I mean smile. If you put on a smile when you greet people, you will feel better. They will feel better. So I think we can learn a lot from Charlotte. Choose to be happy. Accept the deck of cards and the hand that you've been given. And wag your tail, as well as play. These are some of the things that I think are what can make life more pleasant and of a higher quality for you. But more importantly, if you walk around not wagging your tail, those that live with you and that love you are probably not going to be wagging their tails much either. The impact we have on each other when we wear a frown is huge. When I was a young producer, because that was my movie TV producer, actually I did TV movies to be specific, I was very young when I began. First movie I produced, I was about 23. And I went on to produce, 30-some movies over the years. But in my early 20s, I became very close with one of the sound mixers on the set. And he was an older guy. I mean, really old, like 40. I mean, to me, at that time, I thought he was like, practically dead. His name was Alan Bernard. And God knows where he is. If he's listening, thank you, Alan, for the good advice. And he said, that took me aside, because I love this guy. I love sitting by his board, listening on the headphones to the takes. And he said, Bruce, stop walking around with a frown on your face. And I go, what are you talking about? He said, Bruce, you're the producer. If everybody sees you with a frown on their face, they're going to think, something's wrong. And they're going to think maybe they're doing their job bad. And I go, well, I don't have a frown on my face. I'm just worried. I'm thinking. I'm concentrating. And he said, I don't care. Smile. Because you are the boss, or you are to some degree the boss, and your mood affects the whole quality of life on the set. Well, from that day forth, I walked around with a smile on my face, regardless of how I felt. It made for a better environment for everybody else around me. And I suggest the same thing applies to how we live our lives. Walk with a smile on your face, and the rest of the world will smile with you. It's a little bit like that old, I think Charlie Chaplin wrote the song Smile, which Nat King Cole did so well. Not 100% sure he did, but Jimmy Durante did the song too. It is time for another break. We will be back with very special guests, Peg Fitzpatrick and Paul Biederman. That is, if they do call in. I don't see the lines. Ah, there's a line number now. So we will be back with the two of them. Stay tuned.
I hope you're all taking notes, because it's going to be a short quiz next period. There's holmium and helium and hafnium and erbium and phosphorus and francium and fluorine and terbium and manganese and mercury and molybdenum and magnesium, dysprosium and scandium and cerium and cesium and lead, praseodymium and platinum and plutonium, palladium, promethium, potassium, polonium, and tantalum, technetium,